Lecture 7, Funeral Games and a Journey to the Dead.
Hello, and welcome back to Lecture 7. In our previous lecture, we examined Book 4 of the Aeneid, in which the unhappy and tragic end to Dido's passion for Aeneas is narrated. In this lecture, we'll move on to Books 5 and 6 of the Aeneid, following Aeneas as he leaves Carthage and returns to Sicily. We'll see how Book 5 provides an interlude between the intense emotions of Book 4 and Book 6, and we'll also see how it reiterates the themes of the Trojan past and the Roman future. We'll then turn to the beginning of Book 6, in which Aeneas embarks on a journey to the underworld to see the soul of his father Anchises. So, in Book 5, Aeneas returns to Sicily, the same place he had been before his sojourn in Carthage. And there he's welcomed by Acestes, a local king who is of Trojan descent. Aeneas arrives back in Sicily on the anniversary of his father Anchises' death. It's been exactly 1 year since Anchises died. And Aeneas therefore decides to hold athletic games, sometimes called funeral games, in honor of Anchises. Now, these games, these athletic contests, provide an interlude between the intense emotion of Dido and Aeneas' parting in Book 4 and the equally intense emotions of Aeneas' visit to the underworld in Book 6. It's almost like a period of rest and relaxation for us, the audience, as well as for the Trojans themselves. There's a slow diminishing of tension throughout the athletic games, and they culminate in a serene and hopeful mood filled with optimism for the future when the young Ascanius and other young boys take part in equestrian games. There are a couple of points I wanted to make about these athletic games. First off, they're clearly modeled on the athletic games that Achilles holds in honor of his dead friend Patroclus in the Iliad in Book 23. And while it seems odd to us to celebrate a funeral or to include as part of a funeral a series of athletic contests, this was in fact a common practice, as far as we can tell, both in ancient Greece and in Italy. The Etruscans, a civilization with whom the Romans came into contact, a civilization that predated the Romans in Italy, were very given to holding athletic contests in honor of their dead. In fact, gladiatorial contests, which of course are very famous in later Roman history, began, as far as we can tell, as funeral games invented by the Etruscans. So when Aeneas decides to hold athletic games in honor of his dead father, he's working within a well-known tradition for Virgil's audience. Ascanius's equestrian games, the equestrian games undertaken by Ascanius and the other boys, provide an explanation for the existence of a series of equestrian games that Augustus actually revived. You'll remember in one of the earlier lectures, I talked about how Augustus wanted to revive the old-fashioned religion of Rome, how he rebuilt temples, and also revived some ceremonies that had fallen into disuse. One of these ceremonies was the so-called Lusus Troiae, or Trojan Games, in which young boys of noble family performed equestrian maneuvers and equestrian contests. So when Virgil writes about Ascanius and other Trojan boys taking part in equestrian games, he is providing an explanation for the Lusus Troiae, the so-called Trojan games that Augustus had recently revived. And Virgil explicitly says in Book 5, one of his most direct comments about the connection between the Aeneid and his own day, he explicitly says that the games Ascanius and his friends undertake are the first celebration of the Lusus Troiae, that's where the so-called Trojan games came from. Now, an interesting side note here is that as far as linguists and historians of language can tell, the Lusus Troiae had nothing to do with Troy whatsoever. They were probably originally called the Lusus Truiae, an Etruscan word which probably means something along the lines of dance. So they were probably originally dancing games. But as Rome's legend about its Trojan origin developed, the word Troyai was changed to Troyai. People thought that these games must be named for Troy, and Virgil here gives an explanation of how that came about.